Proclamation number 6665 of 10th of October, 1956. God's tools in the end time. False prophets. Whatever contributes to the redemption of the still unredeemed spiritual will still be used before the end of this redemption period has come. For every possibility will be utilized because the unredeemed is approaching a difficult fate and God's love would like to protect it from it. But the being's free will must also make use of these graces granted to it. And thus new prophets, servants of God, keep appearing in the lost days who speak on his behalf and point to the near end. And all these messengers have unusual power. Be it in the way they speak, in their healing or prayer power or in their seer-like ability, so that people's attention is drawn to them and now, as it were, every individual is also addressed by God himself, albeit through a human being. For the latter only ever presents himself as an instrument of the Lord. And so even the weakest faith can be strengthened, even unbelieving people can be made thoughtful. Such a reference can fall on good ground because unusual phenomena accompany it, which nevertheless do not compel people, but are rather put down by most people as false prophet who does dazzling works. Mostly by those who are under an anti-truth influence, who only want to accept what they themselves represent, and who also deny a near end, i.e., do not want to believe. And thus God's activity will become visible everywhere, yet only recognized by his own, by those who have a living faith and therefore also recognize the hour in which humanity lives. Nothing will remain untried which can still result in the smallest success, because it is of utmost importance to what degree the individual human being will be affected by the end, because a low degree of maturity already spares him the fate of a new banishment and because God's love and mercy still wants to achieve this. Because he alone knows what it means to have to start the whole process of development from the beginning again, and because he also knows how much endless time is required in order to then be allowed to dwell on earth again as a human being in the stage of free will in order to pass the final test of will. And signs and wonders will happen. Even on the part of Satan, who knows how to use the lost time for himself in the most unthinkable way and often appears under the guise of piety and tries to deceive people. But you humans will always be able to distinguish the right light from the dazzling light if you only pay attention to what aim is being striven for and in what guise a prophet appears. You only need to pay attention to whether unselfish love characterizes them. For those who speak and work in the name of God on the adversary's behalf also pursue earthly aims. They are not concerned about the soul's salvation but pursue worldly aims, whereas the messengers of God only ever warn and admonish people and mention the approaching end with the advice to turn their thoughts towards God. And their constant activity is to proclaim the Word of God, to highlight the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, and therefore they will also perform miracles in Jesus' name, because this, too, is an unusual grace of the lost days, that Jesus Christ reveals himself, that the strength of his name is proven to people. That he himself thus works amongst people who believe in him and testify for him. And these people will never be able to be portrayed as false Christs and false prophets, but they will certainly also be misjudged by those who lead a sham Christianity. Who can be called dead Christians, even though they also speak the Word of God. For anyone who has a living faith also has the ability to judge, and he will always profess these prophets of the last days who are still active on God's behalf in order to save the lost souls from ruin. For they spread light, and in the light all who belong to God and want to serve Him until the end will also come together. Amen.